So today I want to show you my interactive software model that I created. I'm going to show it to you on my laptop. And I have a volunteer subject in the audience today, Julie. And all of Julie's data has been pre-entered into my interactive software model. And this can be used by anyone. So I want you to imagine that you're in Julie's shoes or someone that's really close to you who suffers from asthma or another lung disorder. So Julie's going to her doctor's office to get treated for her asthma. And the doctor has her sit down and he takes her peak expiratory flow rate, which is essentially her exhalation rate, or the amount of air that she can breathe out in one breath. So that peak expiratory flow rate, I've entered it up into the interactive software model. I've also entered in her age, her gender, and her height. I've assumed that she lives in an average household with average air pollutant levels. So any user can come in here and click on lung function report, and it'll take them to this report that I created. And this report really drives home the crux of my research. So what it shows, if you want to focus on that top graph in the right-hand corner, it shows Julie's actual peak expiratory flow rate in the yellow bar. This is the measurement that she took in her doctor's office. In the blue bar at the bottom of the graph, it shows what her peak expiratory flow rate, what her exhalation rate or lung health should be based on her age, gender, and height. So the doctor sees this difference between the yellow bar and the blue bar, and he says, wow, we need to give her steroids, medication, and inhalers.